Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Woke with Anthony. I'm your host, Anthony Newton. And, you know, I got some more things from the Word and from the Bible. And, you know, before we get into all of that, I just want to, you know, pray to God, you know, thank you for, you know, all the people that are listening or not listening, you know, praying that they had a great Christmas and everybody was safe and their families were safe. You know, everybody gave what they wanted to. They received what they needed or wanted, Lord. And, you know, I just thank you for, you know, just showing you, like showing us your love and mercy and, you know, knowing that, you know, we don't have the power to control a lot of the things, but because you love us, you give us, you know, that eternal love, that godly love, that love that only you can give, Jesus. And, you know, I just pray for everybody that are, you know, the people that are going through things and, you know, the people that, you know, are just on the height of their life, Lord, just pray for everybody that, you know, whoever is going through something, that, you know, you may be there to give them strength, Lord, and, you know, and rest and all of that, Lord. So, you know, I really appreciate you being here, Lord, and, you know, I hope you continue to keep these families safe and, you know, these friends safe and these children safe, Lord. In your name I pray, amen. All right, now to hop into this. You know, I think this is something I wanted to cover because it's been, you know, it's been sort of, you know, just what my life has sort of been about because, you know, it's been all over the place. And, you know, I was one of, you know, I was one of the kids that started off in the Sunday school and, you know, I had the parents that made you go to church and all of those things. And it used to almost be like a burden, you know, like, oh, you know, I want to play outside with my friends. You know, I don't want to have to go to church. And, you know, I'm so glad that, you know, like my parents actually, you know, made us go to church. And it wasn't like an every, you know, wasn't like an every Sunday thing, like, you know, some families, but, you know, we went enough to, you know, help me understand and feel the love of God. And, you know, it's still, you know, to this day, you know, it's still one of those things that I, you know, I'm so thankful for because I'm not sure where, you know, like, well, I know where I would be without God. And, you know, that's just, you know, whether it's, you know, on drugs and, you know, if you are on drugs, you know, turn to God, or, you know, if you continue to, you know, get in trouble and, you know, when you're in jail or, you know, you go to prison, you know, just continue to, you know, lean on God. You know, if your family is sick, just, you know, that's just, you know, just lean on God and, you know, He will make your path straight and the path of those that you care about. So, you know, one thing I did want to share, and it's Exodus 14:13, and it says, "Do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today." And this is, I mean, you know, and it's, you know, it's such the truth because, you know, it's, you know, just like Bible says, walk by faith and not by sight. You know, God right there is telling you to stand firm in your belief. You know, like, I know things may not be going the way you want it to. I know that you can't see me. You know, I know that all these things are going on around you and you're learning different things and you're hanging out with different people. But I say to you, you know, stand firm in your belief and you will see the deliverance that the Lord will bring you today. And, you know, if any of you out there is, you know, just in a hard place, your up is coming. And, you know, life is a roller coaster ride. There's always things happening that, you know, we can't predict. And, you know, it's just God's will. And you may not understand God's will, but, this verse is saying that, you know, even whatever, you know, like the most harsh thing that you have going on, you know, can't block you from his love. And, you know, the devil is going to try to use these things to, you know, to block that, you know, so whether it's, you know, financial stress or, you know, stress that your kids are dealing with, you know, the up and down of your family's health, you know, it's, you know, all of those are distractions from, you know, God's grace and God's hopefulness. And, you know, it's terrible that it takes something like that. But, you know, God, like, we cannot understand God's will. And that's just, you know, and that's why we have faith. And that's why, you know, we believe that he is doing something greater in our lives. And, you know, Jeremiah 32:27 says, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? So, you know, and that's just, you know, and that speaks volume, because that's saying, you know, you have to stand firm in your belief. And, you know, when you pray, you know, he says, is anything too hard for me? So, you know, if you pray, and a lot of people, you know, you have to believe what you're praying. You know, it's not just throwing a prayer out there and, you know, hoping, you know, you see some kind of miracle happen, which God is a miracle worker. But, you know, you have to believe it in your heart. You have to believe that God can make a way, because God is the way. Jesus is the way to, you know, anything you want. And so he says, once again, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? No, you know, this is the guy that parted the sea. You know, this is the guy who took a giant down with a rock. You know, this is the biggest thing. He's God. You know, there's nothing too hard for him. No matter, you know, what you're going through, no matter, you know, who's going through something, you know, if it is his will, he will make a way, because there is nothing more powerful than our God. And a lot of people, you know, if you don't really know God and you're listening to this, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you have to experience. Because a lot of people, you know, they experience God, but they don't want to believe it because of, you know, whatever different belief system that they have. But, you know, it's too crazy. Like when babies are born and you're just kind of like, you know, all right, you know, the baby is born, but then you don't think about just all the, you know, just all the miracle things happening. Like, you know, just you excrete fluid and, you know, it goes into a woman, and then all the things that happen with the eggs, and you grow an actual person. And there's, you know, I don't care what science is, there's no way that, you know, like all that perfection is just, oh yeah, that's just what happens. It's like, no, man, that's, you know, that's, I don't, you know, that's just not, it's not like a logical thing. You know, when they try to explain it away, but, you know, it's not a logical thing. And the, you know, and the biggest thing is, you know, when you are a believer, you know, having trust in the Lord and, you know, having that fear right alongside, because you know that you don't want to disappoint the Lord. You know that nothing you can do can ever, you know, like ever cause him to love you less or love you more. But you, you know, you definitely, you don't want to disappoint him because of, you know, the love that you have for him and the love that you have for yourself. And, you know, in Psalm 147, chapter 147, verse 11, it says, "The Lord's delight is in those who fear him, those who put their hope in his unfailing love." Just think about that, his unfailing love. So, you know, and it's, you know, and it's not talking about like, oh, being afraid, you know, being scared of the Lord. You know, it's being afraid, meaning like, I really don't want to let him down because of everything that he's done in my life and everything that he continues to do. And the fear of the Lord is, you know, the first step to, you know, I don't want to go to hell. You know, I want to be in heaven. You know, I want everybody I know to be in heaven. So, you know, this isn't just, oh, you know, being scared of the Lord and, you know, going on about your day. This is just understanding, you know, his unfailing love for you. And you just don't want to disappoint the Creator, the Almighty, who's made it possible for you to be here today and, you know, be in health and, you know, just have the opportunity to do things that many didn't do, you know, because they didn't wake up this morning, or, you know, they're not in good health, they're, you know, they're dying, they're in a dark place. And so, you know, his unfailing love gives us the opportunity to say, you know, that's not the person I want to be. You know, the person I want to be is, I want to fear the Lord because he's done so much for my life and I don't want to disappoint him. And today, I just want to take the time to, you know, say I love you guys. I continue to pray for your health, for the health of your family, the health of your children. I continue to, you know, pray that those of you who, you know, aren't really sold on this Christianity lifestyle, you know, this belief, this faith in an Almighty Jesus, an Almighty Jesus who died on the cross for us, an Almighty Jesus that says, if you so ever believe in me, you will not perish but have everlasting life, an Almighty Jesus who can make a way, an Almighty Jesus who is the way, an Almighty Jesus who is love, an Almighty Jesus who says that, you know, if you come to me with your burdens, I will lift them off of you. If you come to me with your burdens, I will lift them off of you. An Almighty Jesus that says, if you come to my burdens, I will lift them off of you. And Lord, I just continue to pray for these people. And, you know, this is not just the people listening. This is people all over the world. You know, that you show them the way. Lord, you show them your love. You show them forgiveness, that they may be saved in you. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for, you know, everybody listening. I thank you for my life today. I thank you for my family and my wife and my parents, Lord. And most of all, I thank you for loving me, because there's nothing else that I can do. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you guys listening. My name's Anthony Newton. You're on Woke with Anthony. And I'm out.